Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Scott Aaron. He's an author, speaker, and coach. He's a LinkedIn lead generation specialist. Scott, welcome to our podcast.
Chris, great to be here. Just grateful for the opportunity and grateful for you to have me on here.
Welcome, Scott. So I actually give talks on connecting with people and networking and building rapport. And I always ask them, who is the one person you most enjoy spending your time with? And how would you answer that question, Scott?
There's a lot of people I like spending time with. I love spending time with my son and my wife. And I love spending time with myself. Some of the most valued time I have is when I can just kind of go into my office and just be with me, because, you know, I think self-care is some of the best care. I think that's some of the most underutilized forms of taking care of oneself that's not used and implemented often. But from a physical person standpoint, my son and my wife, but also I really love spending time with just me.
Yeah. No, and I want to point things out in terms of when we connect with people, as soon as you said in your survey that you love spending time with your son. And ultimately, when you do that, you start understanding what they're passionate about and who they want to spend time with. And when you start just talking about their lives, and if you're curious, that's how you actually build the best rapport. And even you just saying you like spending time with yourself, that's important too, because that shows that you're self-aware, you're self-reflective, you're somewhat confident to be able to be by yourself. Because some people, unfortunately, there's so many people in the world that don't feel comfortable with themselves. So they're always distracting themselves by watching TV, being on social media, so that they want to just drown themselves in distraction, even though the only happiness you can find, frankly, is within yourself. So for you, Scott, I'm curious, did you grow up that way in terms of having this self-assuredness? Were your parents there as role models? Like, how did you have that ability to just know that self-care is important and I need that time on my own?
My parents were amazing, and they still are. They're not together anymore, but they were together for 33 years, and I was raised in a very, very loving, warm, inviting family. And as far as self-care, that's something that I had to learn on my own. I was a giver. I still am. But I had a lot of people in my life that took and didn't give back. And I was bullied and picked on as a kid a lot. So I was a doormat for a lot of my life. People just walked all over me. And it wasn't, I felt, and I thought for the longest time, that to put yourself first, to fill your cup first, was being selfish. And I couldn't have been more wrong. Because as my emotional maturity, becoming a father, becoming a husband, going through the ups and downs of business, making millions, losing millions, bankruptcy, divorces, things that I had to go through. At the end of the day, the person that I needed to take care of most was me. And you hear the adages all the time. You know, fill the cups of others. Well, if you don't fill the cup of yours first, how are you going to fill the cups of those around you? So I would say, as I became more emotionally mature, learning through all the experiences that I've learned from in my life has made me realize the more that I take care of me first, the more I can serve and take care of all those around me after.
Yeah, that's a very powerful realization. And as you're saying how you're bullied, I was bullied a lot as a kid, whether I was like super short and I was had a really bad memory. But again, because if we've had those experiences, we have generally more empathy because we know how it feels to be bullied. But at the same time, it takes a sort of reflection. So I encourage our guests to really consider more about that self-care and spend more time on your own. And at first, it might be a bit scary, weird, and odd, but over time, you'll really start learning about yourself. And as you said, you really cannot serve people at the deepest levels if you don't serve yourself. And it's absolutely the most essential thing we all need, because unfortunately, a lot of people do just keep giving, and they don't really give to themselves. So I appreciate you being an example, Scott. So let's talk about your LinkedIn specialist generation platform or experience. A lot of people want to generate more clients, and LinkedIn is such a massive platform. What do you think LinkedIn does that Facebook or Instagram or other types of social media doesn't do? And why do you think LinkedIn is a great platform to potentially work with different clients?
Well, I can't speak for everyone, but what I do know is this: numbers don't lie. And when I was looking at the demographics of Facebook and Instagram, where the average age is 18 to 29 with a yearly income of $30,000 a year or less, where you're only allowed 5,000 connections on Facebook, Instagram has the highest rate of fake accounts to real accounts. People are buying followers all the time. And then you look at LinkedIn, where the average age is 30 to 55 with a yearly income of $100,000 a year or more, and you're allowed 30,000 organic connections. It just made sense. You know, I was reading a great book by Andrea Waltz and Richard Fenton called Go for No. Andrea has since become a good friend of mine. And on the front cover, it says it all. Yes is the destination, but no is how you get there. And why I feel that a lot of people are lagging behind, why I feel a lot of people that are coaches and consultants and business owners that require sales to grow their business are behind is because they are not adapting to the changes. And whether people want to realize it or not, Facebook and Instagram have changed. They are not the same platforms they were 5 years ago when people were quote unquote crushing it with Facebook and Instagram ads. Some people still are, but I always tell people Facebook is a casino. The house always wins. But what I love about LinkedIn is that it's a global networking platform. They want you to connect. I have an international coaching practice because I can search for people anywhere in the world. When you're talking to people that have a different money mindset, when you're talking to people that are open to networking, they're open to connecting, they're open to conversing. Listen, creating revenue in a business is not difficult. There's four steps. Step one is leads. No leads, no business. But when you have leads, you can create conversations. The person who speaks to the most people is going to win. And when you talk to enough people, you're going to have conversions. You're going to have people that are hiring you. And when you close sales, that creates revenue. But most people, in all honesty, get stuck at that first phase. They're waiting for people to reach out to them. Oh, if this post I put up there, it gets all the traction. People are just going to fall from the sky into my lap. And, you know, I'm going to do this six-figure launch with the 30 people that I have in my network. Listen, that's all fine, well, and good. But if you're not willing to get into the trenches and build relationships, build rapport, and build trust with people, it's not going to work. And that's why LinkedIn is so ideal, because that's exactly what it's structured for. And that's why it should be implemented the way that, you know, obviously I use it, but it's the way that people should be using it every day.
Yeah. And so what's one suggestion you'd have if they want to reach out to their leads on LinkedIn? Because I can tell you what they can't do, because I get literally flooded by requests and I have to always laugh. I'm actually going to do literally a lesson for my private group on what not to do on LinkedIn. So I'm curious for you, you're an expert on this. What's the simplest thing? If let's say someone wants to reach out to you as a client or to someone else as a client, how would you structure the invite for them? Or what would you do? What's the first step that you would do for them to simplify things?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're looking to connect with people, I mean, just look to connect with people that have a similar background as you, that you would have a warm conversation. But I think, in all honesty, where the wheels come off is when people message people. And I think what you're speaking on is something I think you and I both have probably been a victim of, which are these 18 paragraph long drunkalogs of people trying to pitch us and sell us and hop on a call and check this video out, check this link. I got the news program, click on the link. That's the easiest way to get your connection removed from my network. So I've developed something called the magic formula, and it's a three-step process to crafting a message that gets anywhere between 70 to 80% of the people that you send this message to respond to get on a call. No lie. And there's three steps. Step one, mention the person's name. You know, hey, Chris, great to be connected to you. Step two is, I call it lowering the drawbridge. So in life, when a drawbridge is up, it allows boats to pass back and forth. But when that drawbridge is down, that allows traffic to flow back and forth. Same thing as a relationship. When you're messaging someone cold on social media, the drawbridge is up. So you need to lower the drawbridge to allow that person to walk across to create that relatability. So I would say, you know, hey, Chris, great to be connected. I noticed that you had a business podcast, as do I. Would love to hear about it. Share more about mine to see how we can support each other here on the platform. Now, I've done two things. Number one, I've lowered the drawbridge. So when Chris is reading this message, he's going to say, oh, that makes sense. He's got a podcast. I got a podcast. That's why he's reaching out. But I also used one of the most important words in the English language, support. It's been scientifically proven that when someone just reads the word support, it triggers the brain to release a chemical called oxytocin. It's our feel-good brain chemical, just like serotonin, endorphins, dopamine, or cortisol, which is our stress hormone. So the person is feeling good as they're reading that message. And the third and final part is a call to action, a CTA. Questions lead to answers. Statements lead to nowhere. And I would basically say, do you have any time this week or next week for a call or a Zoom? You have to ask to GET. You have to ask in order to get. So if you literally just do those three things authentically, genuinely, openly, honestly, truthfully reaching out to people because you want to connect with them, you will get people to respond, you will get them on the phone, and you will build those relationships.
I love it, Scott. Again, when people ask me, Chris, for your podcast, it's like 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, it's only 10 minutes, but how much you can learn for 10 minutes? You're a perfect example of that, Scott, in that really keep it simple, but give them a reason why to have that drawbridge down, because ultimately everyone is busy, but it's what you're busy doing. But more importantly, what are you purposefully doing with your life, frankly? Because if you're not serving other people and growing in your business without, what are you really doing? So, Scott, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, my website, www.scottaron.net. Very omnipresent on across all of social media. So Scott Aron on Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you're on Instagram, my handle is at Scott Aron LinkedIn and would love to connect.
Scott, thanks again. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.